This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by ProPax with NT Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor repairs damaged cells, restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years, and now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our guest is Kat James. Kat James is a great communicator. She's the award-winning author of a book, The Truth About Beauty. She's got a website, informedbeauty.com. She conducts retreats and seminars and online group sessions for people desirous of transformation. Today, we're talking about the alarming skyrocketing rise in eating disorders and food and sugar addictions, especially during the pandemic. And so, that's the bad news. But let's talk about how to turn things around. Now, one of the things that's been touted as a way of getting people to lose weight is, you know, get rid of the sugar and, use NutraSweet and, all the various iterations of artificial sweeteners. What's the problem with that strategy?
Again, you're going to throw off the microbiome with that strategy, and depending on which of the artificial sweeteners you're talking about, there's either disruption of the microbiome or potential neurotoxicity, and just always a problem. So, of course, there are so many natural sweeteners, whether someone goes the stevia root or monk fruit, erythritol, xylitol, those types of things. And it's important to just not deny yourself. Don't pretend, especially before you've transformed your microbiome, that you suddenly are going to have incredible willpower. If it all depended on willpower, Dr. Hoffman, I probably wouldn't be here. I don't think I would be alive. So you have to transform this other stuff in order to not have to white knuckle your way through every day the way that I did. I don't think people are paying enough attention to nutrient density and good fats. And by good fats, I don't just mean olive oil and virgin coconut oil. You want good grass-fed and finished animal fats. Saturated fat has so many things, quality saturated fat, in terms of bringing an end to anxiety. Bringing sleep back in people, it's another thing. If sleep is interrupted, and we certainly have circadian rhythms interrupted with people get the blue light and they're online all the time, and having just not even having the difference between night and day metabolically affects us, makes things that wouldn't ordinarily spike our blood sugar affect us, but it also makes people reach for and rely on central nervous system stimulants like caffeine and sugar again, especially in the afternoon. So if you didn't have good, you're really going to have an incredible desire for that. And so nutrient density, fat, is almost like an anti-anxiety. It's a great way to just stop it. And so that is something people have to pay attention to. We're trending toward a lot of popularity and talking of, you know, against meat, et cetera. The environmental, aspect is a myth. I think unless you think your cat is immoral for not thriving without meat, I think the ethical aspect is questionable. You're killing a lot more habitats, even growing vegetables. There's been studies comparing the nutrient density of raising grass-fed meats to the amount of life destruction of animals, environmental impact. It just doesn't hold water, any of the arguments, and the nutrient density is so needed in people. So good fat and just cut out the carbs, cut out the things that make you stay on the roller coaster with blood sugar, and then a real stabilizing. This is an interesting little thing, that fermented probiotics mm-hmm. help the digestive system absorb not only, you know, your key nutrients, so you're getting more nutrient density, but actually affect, slow down starch digestibility. And so I thought that was really interesting. And so that's reducing your glycemic response, and therefore having that impact on stabilized blood sugar, and obviously boosting your mood, et cetera. So it's just helping everything go in your direction.
And of course, you know, you alluded to sleep, and the statistics confirm that Americans are sleeping considerable double-digit percentages less than they did, you know, 50 or 75 years ago. And that's, you know, partially through, you know, the ever-present media and also this heroic ideal that we have that, you know, we can be more productive if we just reduce our sleep time and, you know, do stuff. And the net result is that in itself can make you gain weight, just that alone.
Yeah. It's huge. A lot of what people are just like, oh, my belly is out of control. You know, it's just growing. And that can be from sleep problems alone, and whether it's apnea or you know, snoring, or just elevated cortisol that you're going to get from a lack of allowing yourself sleep. So it is a huge contributor to the weight issue.
And, you know, when it comes to nutritional supplements, you know, of course, we're big fans of probiotics, in particular, Dr. Here's probiotics, which have the prebiotic and the postbiotic component, as well as the multiplicity of species in a balanced form. But do you recommend other supplements for mood, for dopamine, for craving? I mean, what's part of your secret sauce when you deal with clients?
I mean, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there can be weight gain if someone chooses to go on an SSRI for depression, for example.
For sure. And the prevalence of that is soaring.
Manipulating.
Yeah. Think of what has happened in the last 50 years. I mean, you know, these drugs were relatively uncommon in the mid-20th century, and then there's been just a boom in prescribing them, and then heart medications, blood pressure medications, they all slow the metabolism and, you know, ultimately make you gain weight.
Yeah. So amino acids and the tryptophan derivative 5-HTP, for example, people could be using to help their serotonin levels. Certain minerals like chromium for blood sugar stabilization, but also the dopamine pathway. In the amino acids like L-tyrosine are absolutely critical. But what's interesting is B6 that we need also can be made by a healthy microbiome producing it, including the good form, the best form, P5P, can be produced by the microbiome. And that's what we need to convert the amino acids. And again, if we would get nutrient-dense food like eggs and meat and not overcook them, because if we overcook them, we can't convert the protein into the amino acids that feed the brain, that help prevent these problems in the first place, make us feel good in our own skin. Again, it goes back to the microbiome, because that's producing B vitamins that are helping us convert it. And there's definitely an epidemic of a lack of, certainly of B6, and that's leading to depression. And that gets depleted by what? Sugar.
Yes.
So it all keeps coming back in the same direction.
Indeed. And then literally there are bacteria in our intestinal tract that synthesize neurotransmitters and neurotransmitter precursors. So it just, there's so many which ways that this can impact on mood, where ultimately people seek out food as a way to deal with their adverse emotions.
Yeah. And we actually, have a way, and fish oil is important, but your neurotransmitters will be off without that as well. But you mentioned, you know, the bacteria making neurotransmitters that sauerkraut makes GABA, you know, something that could help people with their sleep. I don't think people understand that there is a way to feel as good in your own skin by getting your neurotransmitters balanced and getting the dopamine pathways and receptors working again, to feel incredibly good in your own skin, almost like you're on a drug.
Yeah.
And so I'm one of those people who couldn't even focus on the social aspect of getting together for dinner, because all I could think about was my next fix And yep. while people weren't looking, I was ordering the next bread basket and, you know, having that myself before people even noticed. And to being one of those people that really see this, see what, how other people are focused on that now. And I'm just there listening to people, feeling amazing in my own skin, not stressing about, you know, because even well people these days, these people that doctors would consider to be some of their healthiest yeah. patients really are off balance this way.
Yeah. And I think what you've touched upon is a classic definition of addiction, which is a compulsion or a behavior that A, interferes with your social relations, with your family, friends, and your community, and B, interferes with your professional activities. And that's when addiction mm-hmm. becomes mm-hmm. really profound. It's not just a subjective feeling. It actually intrudes into your performance.
Yep.
And takes up Absolutely. Ever greater swaths of your life.
Absolutely. I have a woman I worked with who said when her eating disorder was truly gone, that it was like she landed from Venus and actually cared for the first time what her neighbor was telling her.
Okay.
And
she was focused.
Was sitting there, yeah. you know, it's like she landed from another planet and actually cared what other people were sharing about their own lives.
Well, it allowed room for empathy, you know, because she could get out of herself, in
yes.
effect. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
profound. So, you know, when you're dealing with transformation, obviously you address the microbiome, you address cravings and behaviors and sleep. What other components are important? Is exercise a component? And you were a little bit wary of you know, compulsive exercise. That can be
right.
problematic too, because there's exercise orexics.
Yes. You know, and feeling anytime you feel, I had one group that had five restrictors at one program, and all of them spontaneously, without me telling them to do that, went from like aerobics and running to yoga.
Oh, okay.
And more less stressful types of exercise because they realized their bodies weren't malfunctioning. On a certain level, maybe subconscious, a lot of people with eating disorders are subconsciously aware, I believe, of the malfunction of their body, and food is the enemy. And once it's no longer the enemy, and you're when you have food, the body is interacting with it, not no longer as a drug, and you're no longer a fat storing machine, which, believe it or not, even the skinny ones, they're still set up for famine, they're set up for insulin response and not having real hunger signals. Only when you're hormonally in tune, do you actually have the right kind of hunger signal, and you have the right kind of satiety signal. Now, everybody, and mine for 10, 12 years of that eating disorder was only a low blood sugar moment or episode that was known as hunger. I didn't need more food. Now, most people we know are simply on that roller coaster, and they're at the, you know, the dip part. Where their mind's eye is just seeing some kind of carb or sugar, and they just have low blood sugar for the moment, and that's what hunger is for most people. And fullness for most people is a physical fullness rather than a biochemical signal, a satiety signal, which just isn't working in almost everyone.
And, you know, I think I like to go beyond weight, you know, when I see patients, because often patients come to see me and I say, you know, introduce myself and say, what's your complaint? What's your concern? They say, well, I need to lose weight. And
right.
I try to get them a little off that track and focus
yeah.
on cardiometabolic fitness. And there just was an amazing mm-hmm. article that came out that suggests that the number of Americans who are truly metabolically fit is dwindling to the point where it's now just 7%,
yeah.
according to a few criteria,
yep.
which are, yeah, weight, yep. but also your
yep.
your glucose insulin capacity, your blood pressure,
yep.
it actually, even people who appear to be normal weight may not be cardiometabolically optimized.
Yep.
So that is a goal when
yep.
I work with patients, presumably
yep.
you as well.
We have epigenetic marks, the exposure to low-fat diets, to high-fructose corn syrup, have made it so that we have that first generation dying before their parents of complications from what used to be called adult onset diabetes, you know, happening in before they're 10. And the widespread obesity, et cetera, I truly believe that it still has come from fat phobia and low-fat diets and cholesterol phobia. And I think it's a longer-term problem fallout from that
brainwash. It can be transgenerational because, you know, yes. Your genes basically, you know, unless you get exposed to you know, high levels of radiation, you know, God forbid, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, or some of your genes don't get mutated. But these, the control points on your genes, the epigenetic control points get altered, and that actually gets transferred generationally unto, you know, two, three generations down the line. So the concern is, as Americans get fatter, there's a momentum which may transfer that to subsequent generations with a certain critical, irreversible momentum. It's a very scary prospect.
Yeah. I've seen a change in what people's threshold is for having their blood sugar and insulin and leptin spiked. And I've seen that over a decade. And I remember having to modify my protocol for that. And that it was amazing to me that kids who do this definitely can eat certain things without spiking their blood sugar, for example, that their parents can't eat. Because as we get older, those thresholds get lower. But I am amazed at the certain things that when you take them away, it's even way better for kids. So it's kind of sad to see that it's coming to Europe because their exposure. So young people in Europe, I see them with Coca-Colas and I'm like, you have one more generation because that's not going to happen for your kids. Your kids aren't going to be able to stay slim and have the same things you're having. So even if it doesn't affect and parents, even if it doesn't affect your kids, you are affecting their kids by giving them the things that seem not to hurt them as young kids. And it will, of course, affect them as adults and make it so that it happens earlier.
Right. Those seeming indulgences may have consequences, you know, that are very, very dire for our children. So that, you know, a more disciplined approach, a little bit of tough love in that department can be really life-saving and life-preserving for our future generations.
And there are great sodas. Great sodas and great treats. And I've worked with parents who talked to the school people and said, don't reward my child for getting 100 on their test with a soda. Yeah. Here's the soda they get. And, you know, changing the rules for the soccer team victory, you know, visit to the Dairy Queen. And I mean, there are a lot of things where you can interject and parents need to be more proactive in that.
So tell us a little bit about your transformation programs. Have, you know, you used to be in New York City, but you're sort of out there in the boonies now after COVID, but you see patients virtually, right? Or sometimes you organize retreats in the beautiful part of the country where you're now at, right?
I do work virtually. I just am doing my 119th retreat in 22 years. And I've been doing on-site retreats, even through COVID, in areas of the country where I think that the reactions are more apropos. And so luckily right now, we seem to be in a lull. So I've mostly doing them in Montana, but I've done them around the world. But it's very nice being here near Glacier National Park, and I do five-day programs. I'm doing one in Sedona on the 27th of July, in fact.
Well, that's great because you can combine a great vacation with a life-changing experience in a beautiful part of the country. Good for you. Yeah. You seem to hit a sweet spot on that. Meanwhile, I toil away in New York City, but hopefully we're ministering to the people who need it most here. So, okay. So you know, once again, when it comes to probiotics, you know, you're an expert in this field. You know, you've been around the block. You've arrived at the conclusion that one particular probiotic fits the bill.
Yeah. And so, honestly, you need something that is not going to be disruptive to what your diverse microbiome needs. And you need something that feeds the good bacteria you already have, and you have unique bacteria. So you can't introduce something that is, like I said, zillions of one strain, and you need the food. Otherwise, these things just die when they enter your system. Mm-hmm. That's why many, many years ago, and even with my first book, I found out by someone very knowledgeable in the industry who was exposed to lots of products, and he said, you got to check out this one because this is a fermented extract. Some don't even call it a probiotic. Yep. It's a fermented extract that's more diverse than your sauerkraut, but more powerful because it spent 3 years minimum of exposure to seasonal temperatures. And then it makes this metabolite I mentioned, the postbiotic, that we're really just beginning to understand to be far more powerful and also really boost those neurotransmitters and growth factors and these organic acids that you need, not just for digestion, but just cellular communication. And so the Dr. O'Hara's is definitely the one that can do that, the one that you don't have to worry is going to be degraded. Maybe it sat in a warehouse that doesn't phase these products. You can even chew them if you want.
Mm-hmm. You can travel with them, which is nice.
That's what
when I went to Europe recently, I brought it along. I wasn't worried that there was no refrigeration. It's all good.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't want to spend money on these things and not know that they're working. And it's just a critical piece. It's a critical piece, making those dietary changes. Watch out what you're drinking. You know, I start my book even with just stopping the beverages that are going to be disrupting. You don't want to drink your sugar. There's nothing to slow it down. And so you want to stop these big harms, the indiscriminate antibiotic use, chlorinated water, make sure that's not happening. Take into consideration the drugs that you're taking, the effect on the microbiome. So stop the harm and get balanced and stop the yo-yo.
Acid blockers are a big culprit there, too. And so tens of millions of Americans are taking them with virtually a lifetime prescription. They're dependent on them.
And they don't even have enough acid mostly in the first place. And it's carbs that are putting that pressure on that esophageal sphincter and making it exposed to acid. Mm-hmm. And so all of these things are super important. And just look at, like you said, it's not a weight problem. That's just a symptom. There could be thyroid issues too, but the autoimmune thing, that could go back to gut microbiome too. What if you have Hashimoto's? So many people have a malfunction of the thyroid that makes them weight obsessed, understandably, because they can only eat like a bird. And when you shut off, you get enough vitamin D, of course, right? But when you shut off that autoimmune problem and don't have the Hashimoto's and you're getting your sleep, so even if it's adrenal related thyroid malfunction, you get that thyroid problem back, and it's a huge thing that you're not obsessing about anymore, that's not working against you anymore.
Okay, well, obviously you have a very wide lens for all the factors involved, and I think that your clients are the beneficiaries. Your website is informedbeauty.com, and let's tip our hat to our sponsor, Essential Formulas, who make Dr. Hero's probiotics, and they're available to all the usual retailers, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and, my little health food store right around the corner. They've got them too, online retailers as well. And you can visit essentialformulas.com to find out more and to find a retailer near you. Also available through our portal for supplement purchases, which is FullScript. Check it out at drhoffman.com. Well, Kat, congratulations on your personal transformation and the fact that you're bringing all your accumulated wisdom to bear in helping others.
Thank you so much, Dr. Hoffman. It was great to be back with you.
Indeed. Thank you. All the best. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.